Don't say you're too young and inexperienced to speak up, God challenges Jeremiah. I need a prophet to say hard things to the people, and you're it. In the first of three haftarot of rebuke, the first chapter of Jeremiah. Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the priests of Anatot in the territory of Benjamin. The word of Adonai came to him in the days of King Josiah, son of Ammon of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign, and throughout the days of King Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah, and until the end of the 11th year of King Zedekiah, son of Josiah of Judah, when Jerusalem went into exile in the 5th month. The word of Adonai came to me, "Before I created you in the womb, I selected you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet concerning the nations." I replied, "Ha, Adonai Elohim, I don't know how to speak, for I am still a boy." And Adonai said to me, "Do not say I am still a boy, but go wherever I send you and speak whatever I command you. Have no fear of them, for I am with you to deliver you," declares Adonai. Adonai put out a hand and touched my mouth, and Adonai said to me, "Herewith I put my words into your mouth. See, I appoint you this day over nations and kingdoms to uproot and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." The word of Adonai came to me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" I replied, "I see a branch of an almond tree." Adonai said to me, "You have seen right, for I am watchful to bring my word to pass." And the word of Adonai came to me a second time, "What do you see?" I replied, "I see a steaming pot tipped away from the north." And Adonai said to me, "From the north shall disaster break loose upon all the inhabitants of the land, for I am summoning all the peoples of the kingdoms of the north," declares Adonai. "They shall come, and they shall each set up a throne before the gates of Jerusalem, against its walls round about, and against all the towns of Judah. And I will argue my case against them. For all their wickedness, they have forsaken me, and sacrificed to other gods, and worshipped the works of their hands. So you, gird up your loins, arise, and speak to them all that I command you. Do not break down before them, lest I break you before them. I make you this day a fortified city, and an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against Judah's kings and officers, and against its priests and citizens. They will attack you, but they shall not overcome you. For I am with you, declares Adonai, to save you." The word of Adonai came to me, saying, "Go proclaim to Jerusalem, thus said Adonai, I accounted to your favor the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. Israel is holy to Adonai, the first fruits of God's harvest. All who eat of it shall be held guilty. Disaster shall befall them," declares Adonai.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.